93.1 Shake Your Ass Radio, in direct correlation with Keem Hitchmon, bring you some good times in the way of Casey and the Sunshine Band and their take on shaking the ass with Shake Your Booty, right here on Keem Hitchmon. Ow!
What the ass clown is this? I did not sign up for this. What are you doing?
You said you'd like dance music. I thought I'd incorporate some dance music into our rather dire fucking podcasts. Ghost Rape? You and that fucking puppet you've been fucking? It's too fucking dark, dude. Wait, what the fuck? Don't tell me. You brought that stupid little prick of yours? This has really gone way too far.
Far? You don't even know where far... You haven't seen shit yet.
What the fuck does that mean? Look, you and your erotic puppety friend can fuck the night away. I could care less. But don't bring that piece of shit into Shake Your Ass Studios and expect me to be all chummy.
Whatever.
Hey, Keen, it's cool, man. I think you just beast because you don't have iron-infused Pringles can of cack like Hitchmon. It's okay. I suck your timbal good.
No, you fucking...
Oh, Jaime, what did you do?
I throttled the cunt. Come on, he had it coming.
You gonna use violence to solve a communication problem?
Yeah, I'm gonna use fucking violence on a puppet who is a sexual deviant and who insults my parts. Fuck him.
You know what? Fuck this shit. I know what it says in the contract. Take Shake Your Ass and shove it up your ass. Come on, Jaime, we don't need this shit.
Yeah. Please service my puppet parts. I'm in so much pain each month. Oh, I love you.
Today I want to talk about lips.
Well, I don't know, but you got an awfully pretty pair of lips on you, fella.
You ever miss the time when your granny used to tuck you in with them wrinkly lips and the stubbly hair up top? Grandma put me to bed.
I don't remember that, but I remember kissing some kitty lips. The little kitties are all over me, bro. I like those little kitties.
The feel of her stubbly lip on the back of your neck. Make the wolves howl at night.
Yeah, something I like that. But I used to have those really bad Coca-Cola dreams when you're a little kid and you OD'd on the colas and had all the caffeine and shit in it. And you saw the spaceman next to your bed that kind of touched your backside and winked at you before they went into outer space.
That was me.
Oh, that wasn't an episode of the Outer Limits, huh?
No. I dosed you up with some drugs in that Coca-Cola bowl. I'm sorry.
Well, fuck them all.
Yeah, I got a special hot nut. From Brazil, for you. Come fear my notes, Hitchmon.
Hello, Jeffrey Hitchmockle.
Excuse me?
Jeffrey Hitchmonel,
sorry?
Who? Jeffrey Gaston.
Who is this?
Mr. Jeffrey, my name is Martin Goldberg. I represent the other half of Keen Gaston or Keen Hitchmichael. You do know what this is about, right?
Are you talking about Keen? You know what that son of a bitch did? Took my dog to the groomer. Dog came back, not groomed, with a swastika shaved in her belly. How do you explain that to me, Mr. Goldsmith?
Goldberg, Gaston.
Fuck's sakes, whatever.
Okay, before I get into the nature of this phone call, let me address your dog.
Well, she's not